Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan claims there's another new movie that's a better bet.
You know all about Cold Mountain without having seen it. Either you've read the novel about lovers trying to reunite at the end of the Civil War, or you've already seen a movie that looks a lot like it. You know, the kind of Hollywood picture that features stars like Nicole Kidman and Jude Law, artistically directed by someone like Anthony Minghella. It's a perfectly fine, Oscar-worthy Hollywood epic, but it doesn't haunt your mind the way House of Sand and Fog does.
Wait, please. From a legal standpoint, you are in the right. But the true owner of this house is living in a motel, Mr. Varani. All her belongings are locked in storage. Now, why should she have to wait to get back into her home that was wrongfully taken from her? Just because you want to turn a profit.
Things are not as they appear.
House of Sand and Fog is not feel-good holiday fare, but it demands to be seen because if we're honest, we'll understand how its story, even the worst of it, could happen to us. This is a despairing narrative about the capacity we have to make the worst possible mess of our lives just when we think we're doing the opposite.
You can't expect to just move in here and make money off of this. This is my house. I lived here and you stole this house from me, you son of a...
A film this consuming doesn't get made without great passion, a passion that began with the memorable novel by André Debus III. Its story of uncomprehending strangers is not one you'd expect from someone who made his name directing commercials for cars, sneakers, and beer. Yet Vadim Perelman seized on this book as his first feature film with an intensity that can be felt everywhere. He co-wrote the screenplay and oversaw the impeccable casting, which includes career milestone roles for Oscar winners Ben Kingsley and Jennifer Connelly. Kingsley plays a former colonel in the Iranian Air Force who struggles to keep up the appearance of the wealth and position he had under the Shah. Connelly plays a house cleaner whose life has collapsed since her husband left her. Her house is mistakenly seized and sold by the county, and the colonel buys it. Today, he says to his wife, God has kissed our eyes. One person's kiss, however, is another's dagger to the heart.
I miss my dad. He worked really hard for that house. It took him 30 years to pay it off. And it took me 8 months to f*** it up.
It is a particular gift of House of Sand and Fog to present us with antagonists who act both badly and well, who are simultaneously right and wrong. This film empathizes with people who become oblivious to the cost of thinking their grievances are all that matter. It also despairs of their behavior. The film's step-by-step tragedy is so implacable, so pitiless in its unfolding, you may find yourself wishing it was less well done, that it left you some room to breathe. If you want to breathe, see something else. If you want to feel, see House of Sand and Fog.
Comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.